Welcome back, live from our KGGF studios here on this Monday morning. I'm Sam Speck, live here from Coffeyville, as we're joined in studio from here in Coffeyville again, Dr. Perry Lynn, the OBGYN over at CRMC. Dr. Perry Lynn, good morning.
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, of course, anytime. We love bringing in great, whether they're pediatricians, family, whatever it may be. You happen to be the OBGYN over there, but all great stuff coming out of CRMC. We'll get into that here in a little bit, but really for our listeners, I think we'll just go ahead and start with you and kind of go in your historical history books as well. Where did it start? First and foremost, we'll start, I believe, we were talking a little bit off the air. You came from Taiwan, correct?
Yes, I was born in Taiwan, and my family immigrated to Canada when I was around 12. And I did all my formal education, medical school training, residency in OBGYN, and subsequently the fellowship in subspecialization in reproductive endocrinology and infertility. Then after graduation from these training programs, I moved to United States and was working in variously Minnesota, Arizona, Oklahoma, and finally Kansas.
Wow, so a little bit all over the place, and both, you know, in Canada as well. So it sounds like, I mean, the inspiration to kind of be in the medical field started at somewhat of a very young age. You had mentioned at the age of 12 you were in Canada. Now, was it, you know, from 12 on that you knew you wanted to be in the medical field, or where did that inspiration start?
Well, the inspiration started from the family tradition of valuing education. It's a Chinese Confucian principle that we adhere to in our family, and seeking to educate oneself and betterment of oneself. Medical field is obviously very knowledge intensive as well as skill intensive, and it seems to represent a good challenge, and as well as having the promise of substantial potential to have many choices in a career, and finally, but not lastly, to be able to directly help people and to associate with people and to communicate with them, and to have a direct rapport with many people that I meet throughout this career and profession.
Yeah, well, you had mentioned as well, it does take a very knowledge-intensive field is what it is, and to know that they're, you know, majority-filled, obviously there's bad seats and everything, but majority-filled of individuals like yourself that are so driven behind the knowledge as well as the education, and then first and foremost, like you had mentioned, the betterment and the health of the patient itself. It's you got to love having those types of people, first of all, in your community, and second of all, so easily accessible within, you know, the hospital within that. So let's get to the specialty that you had mentioned, because that's something, again, it's a town of what Coffeyville will get, say, 10,000 on a very good day. I don't think it even has that much more even nowadays. But a hospital that acts like a big city hospital, because of not only of the technology that they have within the building, we'll get to that here in a minute, but a lot of the individuals there are very decorated in specialties, as well as you yourself. You have, you know, gone around the country as well as international, and have, you know, practiced the medical field. So let's get into your specialty here. What, you know, what is that? What can the listeners kind of come to you with and get that professional side of?
Well, being an obstetrician gynecologist, I help women with their health throughout their entire lives, and the obstetrics part deal with the special aspects of pregnancy, always special moments and times in every woman's life if they would choose to become pregnant. And although these only occur a few times for most women, they are nevertheless extremely special and memorable moments, and ultimately, in most cases, resulting in a happy outcome with bringing a new human being into the world. And to be able to participate in that process is extremely gratifying to me. And in terms of gynecology, I take care of women's health concerns throughout all the other times in their lives when they were not pregnant. And so while this seems somewhat simplistic compared to a pregnancy. They nevertheless have different medical needs compared to other populations, such as men, and they have very specialized needs throughout every portion of their lives, from puberty through reproductive years through menopause. And I find that, again, this is highly specialized, and I provide knowledge to patients.
Yeah, that's great. And again, there is a large population, first of all, of our listeners as well, that are going through any of that. You had mentioned it is such a wide range of patients that you could see. It could be someone that's experiencing their first, you know, moments of puberty or menopause, whatever it may be. Or like you had mentioned, there are, again, a huge population of women that do want to go through pregnancy and have a successful birth and be able to bring a new life into this, onto this planet. And it's amazing to hear that the specialists are, they want to be a part of that experience and they want to make it as beautiful as they can, because it can be, you know, God forbid, a scary experience, but to have the right people around you makes a significant difference. So again, great to hear that that is right here within our, you know, little community of Coffeyville, as we've got a specialist such as Dr. Perry Lynn to kind of hold your hand through all of that, as well as give you insight and all of the details you'll need from, again, from puberty stage to pregnancy to menopause and everywhere in between. So I think that's very cool that that we've got something like that as well. So let's kind of get into, we'll dive deeper into that, actually, because, again, it's a big city hospital that sits within a small town here, and you yourself, I'm sure, has been able to, I believe we talked off air, about 4 months that you've been over there at CRMC, about 4 months, or?
That's correct.
About 4 months there. So within that time, I'm sure you could have probably have already, you know, seen, maybe even used yourself, there's probably a much wider range of tests that you can run, or whether it's, you know, scans. I'm not sure exactly the correct terminology here, but I'm sure within those buildings, you have noticed within 4 months, it's got quite a bit more than what you would expect.
That's correct. CRMC is much more like a big city hospital in every aspect. It has all the latest technologies and excellent support staff. And there are actually very few things that we do not do at the hospital. And it's staffed by a tremendous variety of excellent specialists who are all very dedicated to providing the very best services for the people of this town.
Yeah, and I think that's one major takeaway that I have, you know, whether they're new doctors, new technicians, or, you know, a veteran, seasoned, you know, and the president of CRMC, that is one thing that I have noticed is the number one focus, is kind of this friendly, you know, kind of hold your hand. It could be a tragic event. It could be something as a basic checkup with your family doctor, but at the same time, I'm sure you've noticed within that first 4 months, and as well as you yourself off of this conversation, I can tell you're a very friendly human being. But all of those people in there, yeah, they know what they're talking about, but at the same time, they're very friendly.
That's correct. I would like to also emphasize that most of what we do seems to be prominently the surgery and the procedures, but it's but when it comes down to it, the best thing we can provide is information, as well as having that connection and rapport with the patient. And it is through the communication that we help the patient make the best possible decision for themselves. Otherwise, we're just there to make sure things go fine. It's really not the scary interventions and surgery that that we emphasize.
Yeah, exactly. You're very right as to, again, God forbid it be a tragic event that happens within hospital walls, because unfortunately many do happen, but at the same time, it's good to have the knowledge. It's good to have an individual that's composed, because I'm sure you've seen things that you don't want to repeat and see again within a hospital, and I'm sure you've seen great inspiring things as well, and to have a hospital filled with a staff that does nothing but, you know, betterment the patient, that's great to have here within our community. So let's back up just a little bit here. Let's get to a little bit more about you, your education itself. You had mentioned that was a point of emphasis, first of all, culturally, and second of all, just kind of personally, you really wanted to dive into something that was knowledge extensive and extensive with that. So where did all of these studies happen? You had mentioned a lot of it up in Canada, and then you moved, but was there a specific university or technical college which that you studied at?
In Canada, we lived in Montreal, Quebec, and I studied at McGill University Medical School. It's one of the oldest universities in United North America rather than United States. And it's actually world famous for its research and having produced a number of great scientists and doctors. And it's really a venerable institution. It's probably the best known university and medical school in all of Canada. And it is there I did my medical school training and a residency subsequently and a fellowship.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, you had mentioned, you know, you bounced around Minnesota, Arizona, a little bit of Oklahoma as well. And I think a lot of our listeners out there as well are kind of interested in that because a lot of our listeners are in Oklahoma. Where did you do some of your work in Oklahoma out of?
Well, I was working in the Panhandle area. Okay. And in Guymon specifically. And so it was a fairly brief stint. And then subsequently, I moved to Arkansas City. And I was in Arkansas City, Kansas, for about 6 years before relocating here to Coffeyville.
Yeah, very cool. And in fact, I had a short stint out in Guymon, Oklahoma there, working radio, obviously, but not with that, but bounced all around, and now we find him right back here in Coffeyville. Very happy to have Dr. Perry Lynn, again, obstetrician at CRMC. If, you know, anybody out there is interested in coming and visiting you, what's the best way to probably, you know, contact the hospital, but, you know, where can they get a hold of you, and where can they sit down and have a meeting with you?
Our primary office is on the West 8th Street. Address is 1717. And I actually can't recall the phone number off the top of my head. So, but it's easily searchable through Google and other search engines. And I'm sorry for that.
it's whatever, and you know, again, get in contact with them, and really it's all about that face-to-face, you know, meet that you guys have, and really it is what it is. So you got to go down there and ask the questions, whether it's something that is immediate or and again, I think that's a great way to kind of finish this. Is you don't want to contact your doctor when it's too late. You kind of want to go when you're speculating things in your head and ask those questions before they actually happen. Would you suggest that?
Right. There are two approaches to medicine, like in most most endeavors. One is preventative, where you take care to look for issues and prevent them from occurring. And the other is to trigger a response in a reactive mode. And while there's an increasing emphasis about the efficacy and cost effectiveness of preventative medicine, I think the best approach is probably through both finding the right middle ground.
Yeah, good mix of both of those. So again, speaking with Dr. Perry Lynn here this morning out of CRMC. We're coming up close to the bottom half of the hour here. So did you have any final pieces of advice that you wanted to get out to our listeners? Maybe a shout out to anybody listening out there or any final words?
Well, I would like to say that I feel very welcome in Coffeyville, and I think we have an excellent medical community, and all of us at CRMC are completely dedicated to helping the people of Coffeyville and surrounding regions. And I personally would like to meet anyone that would like to have primarily information, and that is what I do best. And most up-to-date information to help you make the best possible medical decision for yourselves.
And again, it comes down to information, and I'll tell you what, with the specialties and the knowledge behind a lot of the individuals at CRMC, that's your best place to start. So again, the OBGYN over there at CRMC, it's Dr. Perry Lynn joining us here on this Monday morning. Doctor, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.